following audio recordings were recovered on the grounds of Drafdar Preparatory Academy after the great earthquake of 1997. The earthquake was unforeseen due to the Academy's distance from any major fault lines. As such, the campus was not built to withstand tectonic activity and suffered irreparable damage.
What up, y'all? Welcome back to Sam Stories. Tonight we're at the Harvest Fest party. I'm so hyped to be here. Jane, how are you feeling about this party?
Kill me now.
Well, at least you only have to stay for the first 30 minutes. If you're not familiar, the Harvest Fest party is one of Drafdar's biggest events of the year. All the students get together, willing and unwilling, sorry Jane, to celebrate the end of fall finals. For a school-sponsored event, there sure is a lot of imbibing. But none of us would participate in that kind of thing, right guys?
Yeah, no, totally. We would never.
Sam, could you not record for like 2 seconds of your life?
You don't get it. I don't forget any of this in like 50 years. Okay. Tonight we're here with Avery, Amelia, Jane, Lance, and some... Where's Zamara?
Switching the hour and minute hand on the clock tower again. So unoriginal.
Almost forgot to mention the pranks. Big part of the Harvest Fest tradition.
Hey, Sam, I think I'm just gonna go. I'm not feeling it tonight.
But what about your big ploy with the headmaster? I don't know how you're gonna top last year. If you don't know, last year Jane took the headmistress's car and she totally almost got expelled. Wait, Jane, before you go, do you think you could hold my Talkboy set for a sec? I need to run to the bathroom and while I am committed to recording a realistic perspective of my life, recording myself in a stall is probably looked down upon.
Wait, Sam! Oh my god, you've gotta be kidding me.
Do it next to the mic. There's a lot of sound effects.
My talk boy.
Sam, what did you say?
Right there. It's my talk boy. I handed it to Jane at the party. Well, where is she? I gave her my Talkboy before I went to the bathroom, but I didn't see her leave. She said she was feeling off. Plus, she knows how important my recording is to me. I doubt she would toss my Talkboy and leave. There's got to be something here. I know it.
You sure you're not just eager for a mystery?
She probably just went back to her dorm because she was feeling sick.
Wait, aren't the dorms locked? Nope.
She wouldn't have been able to get in. Harvest Fest is mandatory, after all.
Hey guys, why are we all standing in a weird circle like some kind of cult? It's totally freaking me out.
Sam thinks Jane's gone missing. She was acting weird and left Sam's Talkboy on the ground.
Yeah, but like, she's not just in the woods or something. Let's just go to sleep.
Yeah, don't you think it's a little too soon to be jumping to conclusions that she's lost? She could have run away.
Jane doesn't do that anymore. She's better.
I don't know, guys. Better to be safe than sorry.
It's whatever, guys. I'm so tired. I'm going back to my room.
If Jane doesn't show up by tomorrow, I'm getting help. I don't care what Zamara says.
Position. After a vaguely successful Harvest Fest, Jane has still yet to be found. No one is allowed to leave the grounds per a stupid rule, and someone doesn't just disappear. So now...
Will you turn that thing off? I'm begging you.
Look, if nobody else wants to do it, I can.
I'd actually prefer if none of us talk to
Hello
her.
Hello there, children.
Hello, headmistress.
So loud right outside of my quarters, one could constitute a write-up. But I have it in my heart to be kind today. What brings you to my door?
Well, headmistress, we have reason to believe that our friend Jane... We believe that,
Use your words. An idle tongue is the devil's plaything.
We think that something happened to her because she's missing now.
And why should I believe you? There are many, many Harvest Fest shenanigans. And that Jane girl has been, well, you know.
That's not fair. If you tried to listen to the kids once in a while, you'd know that Jane is...
Lance!
If she shows up, she shows up. It is none of my concern, especially with all of the student body's tomfoolery.
My talk boy.
Excuse me?
I gave my talk boy to Jane and he found it dropped on the grass, and she's usually pretty careful with my stuff, and the grass is pretty trampled around, and I
unfortunately don't care about your talk boy. And there's nothing to be worried about. Drafdar Academy is perfectly safe. There's nowhere she could have disappeared to. Unless, no, fanciful thoughts. Goodbye, children.
I told you, terrifying.
Well, that wasn't helpful.
Another authority figure refusing to believe a group of lovable miscreant students.
Are you really still recording right now?
It's for posterity. I haven't had anything good for the audio diaries in weeks, and who knows?
Maybe it's evidence for the police.
The police? You think the police would be involved?
Everyone relax. We can find her.
This doesn't feel a lot like finding her right now.
I can't be the only one who noticed how quickly she shut that door, right?
Something's definitely off. Did you hear her hesitate? It's like she knows something we don't. Wait a minute. Do you guys remember Alex from last year?
Yeah, he was pretty cool. He was in a few of my classes at the beginning of the year, but I didn't really get to know him that well.
Because he dropped out, right? Right after fall finals.
Okay, that's really weird. Didn't that senior Gemma also drop maybe 2 years ago? I heard from an upperclassman.
Yeah, I heard that too. What are the chances that would happen 2 years in a row?
Not high, especially not at the same time. That's too much of a coincidence. Maybe we could find more info somewhere? Library? Archives? Anyone?
Ugh, boring. Dell, right after Harvest Fest and disappeared.
Well, that's suspicious.
Ugh, so creepy.
Okay, but it's not that big of a deal. There could be lots of reasons why people left.
That's true, but the thing is, we know Jane wouldn't drop out, especially not with how much better she's been doing.
And she wouldn't just leave without saying anything.
Well, whatever it is, we're obviously not getting any help figuring it out from the headmistress.
Wait, guys, look at this.
What is it?
Found an old map of the campus, and there's something really weird in the basement of the dorm near the forest.
Oh, that place is so creepy. Hasn't it been under construction for, like, ever?
Supposedly. I just know no one's actually lived there for years.
Hey, look, can you read that? It looks like it's labeled service tunnels?
Tunnels? I didn't know there were tunnels under Drofdar.
Tunnels totally fit the whole missing people vibe. Classic horror.
Guys, stay focused. Tunnels don't matter. We need to find Jane.
Hey, isn't that over where we need... over near where we picked up Sam's microphone? Maybe it's worth checking out around the building.
Do we have to go inside, though?
Maybe she wanted to crash there until the morning. She could have been sleeping off last night.
That makes sense. Let's check it out.
Okay, we're heading to the spooky abandoned dorm. Over and out.
Sam, you're ridiculous.
Hey, here we are, approaching this super ominous-looking dorm that no one's been in here for ages. Great idea, guys.
Look, that door's open a bit. That seems promising.
Jane?
Guys, I'm not seeing anyone.
Should we check the basement, then? The map said the tunnels were underneath this building.
Is that necessary? Maybe we should just work on getting out of here.
Of course it is.
We need to check everywhere for her. It's not like we're just going down here for fun.
Fine.
Well, it looks like the stairs are that way.
So, does anyone actually know what we're supposed to find down here?
Nope.
No clue.
Do I look like I spend my time crawling around underground?
I mean...
come on, it could be an adventure, guys.
Right, well, I for one am really excited to go missing like every other person that's ever come down here.
Cut it out, guys. We need to find her, and I don't see any other way to do that.
Okay, I'm definitely on board with this. I mean, who doesn't love a good horror story? But I don't see any way to get in there.
You are aware that this is actually happening to us, right? It's not some kind of movie.
It doesn't matter. Cotton is cotton, and this is good stuff.
Ugh.
As much as I question Sam's motive for being here, they're right. This door won't budge.
So, any other ideas, or are we just gonna keep standing here like idiots? Ah!
You kids lost! Oh my god, lady, you didn't have to sneak up on us.
Avery! Hello, ma'am. We were just...
What are you doing around here?
We're
looking for someone. She's missing, and we need to find her.
Yeah, do you know how to get to the tunnels? We think she's down there.
The tunnels, you say? Well, lucky for you, I know these grounds inside, out, and under. I'll have you know, I've been working here since before your time. There is something, though.
This janitor is creepy.
Shut up, Sam.
So, Miss...
Maloney.
Miss Maloney. Do you have a key to this door? We need to get in.
Now, why would I give this to you?
Please. We need to find her. If she isn't found, I don't know what I'd do. She's my friend.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Well, I will warn you, children. Things are not what they seem.
What does that mean? Guys, I'm not sure if this is a good idea. We should.
She has to be in there. She has to.
Here we are, guys, at the entrance to the tunnels of Drofdar. From what I am seeing right now, there seems to be
Sam.
No... Sorry, I can't help it. This is good footage.
Guys, where's Miss Maloney?
We were just talking to her. I looked away to see Lance unlock the door, and now she's gone. I'm not getting a good feeling from this.
She probably just walked away, guys. Calm down.
We need to get in there now. Does anyone have a flashlight or some matches or something?
I have the deluxe super edition Cavers version.
Here, let me see that. I can't see anything in here.
Oh boy, here we go.
Okay, which way do we think we should be going?
According to the tracker's field guide, we need to be looking for smudges on the floor, disturbances in dust patterns, or any markings she might have left behind.
This whole tunnel is full of random dust and smudges. How the hell are we supposed to tell which one she might have made?
I'm not exactly sure, but I'm pretty sure Butterscout over here can handle it.
Of course I can. Right this way.
What the crap?
Avery, the flashlight!
Sorry.
I don't know. It was probably just a draft or something. We can just prop the door open with a rock. Okay, nobody panic, but I think the doorknob broke off on this side. I'm pretty sure if I can get a rock or something, I can...
oh my god, we're totally screwed!
Yeah, great job getting us trapped in the dark, oh brave leader.
Just shut up if you're not gonna help!
Everyone, just calm down. We can still start moving and try to find another exit. That map had a bunch of access points marked on it.
What, you've got a photographic memory now, too?
Yeah, it's a requirement per the Scout Guide, Section 118.
That's great, but it doesn't fix the fact that we have no light, and I'm pretty sure I saw Zamara leave those matches on the other side of this conveniently locked door.
It's okay, we can pull some of this bioluminescent moss off the walls and amplify it using some mirrors. It'll take, like, 3 seconds.
You are such a walking trope. I love it.
Ready, everyone? Lead the way, Amelia.
Scene 4.
Oh my god, wait, question 4?
Yes.
That's not my actual final recording of this?
No. No.
After walking for hours upon hours, the group was tired, parched, and hungry. There seemed to be no reprieve from the monotony of the hike.
One day, I'm going to take that tape recorder and shove it up your...
Hey guys, did you hear that?
It sounds far away, so whatever it is, I'm sure we'll be fine.
We should be careful. These tunnels might be structurally unsound.
Wait, really? Should we do anything, or...?
Okay, seriously, guys, I really think... Okay, time to start running. Let's go.
We are now running into the collapsing tunnels. I can see the dust clouds behind us.
Sam, please!
Sam, now is really not the time.
Go left here.
Are we okay?
I think so.
We may have managed to escape the dangerous rubble of the tunnels, but will we be able to find Jane, or will she be stuck
here?
Sam!
Okay, sorry.
Ah! Oh my god, there's a huge rat! Oh my god, get it away from me!
Don't worry, rats are more afraid of you than you are.
I do not care! It's like the size of my forearm! You know I hate rats, Mara!
Avery, what rat are you talking about? There's nothing around here.
It's literally right there! Are you blind?
Yeah, I think you're just seeing things. There are no rats here.
Lance!
What? Don't tell me you see the invisible rat, too.
It's gone now. I don't know if that's worse.
Just don't worry about it.
Are we sure that this is really worth it? Do you think it's somebody else's problem that's... Ah! Something just moved again!
No, we need to keep pushing. We have to find her.
And in case you didn't notice, it's not like we exactly know our way back now.
Well, I'm sorry I wasn't able to mark when we were active... when... Well, I'm sorry I wasn't able to mark where we were when the tunnels were actively falling apart.
Don't worry about it. We need to find Jane before we can leave anyway.
Why exactly do you care so much?
Excuse me.
Guys.
What now, Sam?
Behold her.
Behold who?
Classic dungeon monster, a bunch of different effect attacks, eye rays, bites, legendary actions.
What are you talking about?
The big eye thing down the hallway. It's a dungeon boss.
Okay, got that. What are you talking about?
Sam, there's nothing there.
What do you mean? Ah!
Get up off the floor.
We're all stuck down here together, so no matter what, we need to stay together. And arguing isn't really helping. We just need to choose a direction.
Why are you guys looking at me?
Choose!
Guys, is it just me, or are the walls rumbling again?
Definitely about to rumble again.
Choose!
That way.
All right, scene 5.
Okay, this is good, your mind scene, guys.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, are we running from weird noises?
Okay, guys, so for context, this is the big fight scene.
I feel
okay,
like,
yeah.
Wait,
yeah.
It's I'm in the mood.
I'm in the
big fight.
Character.
Okay.
All right, ready, ready?
Are we not gonna stop?
These walls continuously start to collapse.
Shut up, Sam. What the hell was that rumbling? And the rat? We're so done for. The headmistress was right. We shouldn't have come down here. She warned us and we didn't listen, and now we're stuck in these stupid tunnels.
Well, you can't check out now. You're trapped down here with the rest of us.
Maybe if we focused on getting out of here instead of looking for Jane, we would have found a way out by now.
Hey! We came down here to find Jane, so stop arguing so we can find our friend.
Oh, don't get on your high horse now, oh great leader.
Avery, now's not the time to start an argument.
No, I want to know. What's that supposed to mean?
You let us down here. You're the reason we're on this suicide mission. I'm not even friends with Jane. You're asking all of us to risk our lives for a stranger.
Jane isn't some stranger.
All right, sure. Risk our lives for not some stranger Jane.
Look, I get it. You're scared, but we can't just give up on her.
Do you get it, Samara? If this isn't just some little rescue adventure anymore, these are our lives we're talking about. Come on, I can't be the only one here with some sort of survival instinct.
I mean, I came down here for my video diaries, but I don't know, guys. Maybe Avery has a point. Maybe we need to focus on getting out.
Look, we don't need to give up on Jane, but we don't know what we're dealing with. We need to get out of here and regroup, and I don't think we can do this by ourselves.
Leaving would be giving up on Jane. You guys heard those noises. Whatever it was could hurt her. How am I supposed to live with myself if she dies down here?
We're not gonna live at all if we don't get out of here. I came down here because you're one of my friends, but I won't die down here because of your stubbornness.
I'm not being stubborn. It's my responsibility to save her.
It's not your job to save everyone.
I'm not trying to save everyone. I'm trying to save Jane. Last night at the party, I abandoned her. I'm her friend. I was supposed to watch out for her, and I didn't. I made you all go to sleep instead of looking for her, and now she's gone, and that's on me. Look, if you all want to leave, go for it, but I'm not leaving these tunnels without her.
Wait!
Scene 6.
So this is the last scene.
Last scene. Oh my gosh. Alright, ready? Go.
What just happened?
I'm not really sure.
She left. She really just left.
This is all your fault. If you hadn't said anything like that, she wouldn't have stormed off.
Well, someone needed to speak up.
Guys, we can't just leave her alone. You heard those noises. If we leave her in these tunnels by herself.
Oh my gosh, I read about something like this in this comic
book.
Shut
up, Sam. Zamara just left, and you're thinking about comics?
Why do you care? You've done nothing but complain since you've been down here. Actually, why are you here?
You're blushing.
I am not. Oh my god, that's why you're down here. You like
Shut
her.
Shut up.
Lance and Jane sitting in a tree.
Guys, I'm serious. We're in a life or death situation.
All right, guys. We'll leave Lance alone. For now.
Can whoever's... Oh, wait. We didn't have the tab.
It's fine. She is. All right.
Can whoever's doing that cut it out? It's been driving me crazy.
It's not me.
It's not me.
I think it's coming from further in the tunnels.
Screw that. I'm not going. I'm looking for a way out and getting help from someone more qualified than us.
You're going to leave her in here? I thought you were best friends.
We are. It's just...
If we leave now, Samara could die. You're okay with that?
Obviously not. We've been attached at the hips our whole lives. But I'm tired of Samara jumping into danger and me being dragged along, cleaning up all of her messes.
Look, you're her best friend, and you know you won't be able to live with yourself if you leave now and something bad happens to her. So get your stuff together so we can go find Jane and Samara before she gets her sorry ass killed.
Well?
All right, if even Lance is emotionally constipated behind as much as me, okay, let's just go and get this over with.
All right, and the adventure begins again. What now?
Wait a minute. Be quiet. Let me listen. I think it's Morse code.
You know Morse code?
I learned Morse code at agent training camp last summer. I also learned how to decrypt ciphers, pick locks, and disguise...
Cap it with the cookie dog and just tell us what the tapping means.
Okay. F. O. L. L again. O. W. Follow. Wait, there's more. H. E, A, R, T.
Heart. Follow heart?
That creepy tapping is a cheesy-ass calendar quote.
Now, why would the tapping say follow heart?
Not sure.
Maybe Sam is trying to message us, like in Sunwalk. Oh my gosh, maybe we'll get to battle a Golibear.
Do not jinx us. We should keep moving. The longer we stay in one place, the more likely it is that whatever is happening is gonna find us.
Let's go then.
Their feet sore and legs tired, the group of adventurers forged onwards.
And then they tried walking in silence.
Did you guys hear that?
What did I just say about silence?
No, listen, I hear it too.
It almost sounds like a
heartbeat.
Gross.
Wait a minute.
Follow heart! That must be what the tapping meant. Which way is it coming from?
Over here!
It's not Like, these tunnels basically being live is majorly freaking me out.
We're all put off by it. We're just focused on something more important.
You know, you almost sounded selfless just then.
You're all wasting breath. Let's just keep moving. Do you think it's up there? You guys see that too, right?
If you're talking about the blue light, yeah, I can see it too.
Okay, just checking. Don't really trust myself after the whole rat thing.
Whatever we're looking for, it's gotta be through that door.
Yeah, it's way too creepy to have no payoff.
Whatever, let's move.
Oh my goodness.
What the? I guess this is where the light is coming from.
It's the same moss from before, but there's so much more.
Ugh, what is that? I just stepped in something.
Ew, stop touching that stuff, Sam!
Squelch, squelch, squelch.
Guys. Oh my god.
Oh, I'm so scared. Holy crap.
Is that
Jade?
And Mara?
We've gotta help them.
A suspension like that, her body entangled with the moss, her skin blue, chances of survival are low, mid to high 20s, only if a resuscitation is successful, only if-
Cut it out, Sam. She'll be fine. She has to be.
But what is Samara-
Guys, come help me. Mara, stop it.
Samara, what are you doing? Stop pulling.
I need to save her. I need to save her. I need to save her.
What the hell is happening?
I need to save her.
Get off of her!
I need to save her. I need to save her.
Well, stop it! You're hurting her!
She's not listening!
Get her away from Jane!
Mara! What are you doing? Snap out of it!
I was following the light. I had to save her. I had to fix my mistake.
Well, yanking her like that wasn't solving anything. You could have killed her.
She might already be, you know...
I'm sorry?
Jane will be fine, but we just gotta figure out how to get her out of here.
I'm sorry, guys. I don't know what came over me.
There's gotta be a different way. Whatever's trapping Jane, it's not gonna let go of her if we just tug at her.
Wait a minute. I think there's something above Jane's head. Some sort of writing.
Venite in winere hominem quos antea amisus est. Plurimos pluraque detainerunt cuniculi, aut visker desitere, aut vos interficim aenini, propter quod cor quod est penitus intus, si cupitus pestum amoilere, corpus vobis amoilianum est. Yeah, I failed that class.
Oh my god, stop. You're butchering it. Let me do it.
Butchering...
the Latin. Duh.
Hang on, little Miss Cheerleader here actually pays attention in class? And in Latin, no less?
I'm not an idiot. Just shut up and let me translate the words.
Right, all right.
Okay, come find the one who has been missing before. The tunnels have held many more. Leave the heart or you will die. Sorry. From the spirit deep inside. If you want to break the curse, you'll need to remove the physical first.
It's a riddle.
This is getting good.
What the heck? Remove the physical?
Hold up, guys. I read about this in Supernatural Weekly. It means we need to destroy something physical to dispel whatever evil spirit is holding Jane captive.
Okay, so we just need to figure out what we're supposed to destroy and then destroy it.
Did you not hear the part of the riddle about, you know, death?
Oh my gosh, but like real heroes triumphing in the face of death.
I don't want to be in the face of death.
It'll be okay, guys. The riddle says there's a way to break the curse, and so we'll break it.
What are we supposed to do? Start punching the walls?
However we're supposed to break this curse, we better do it fast.
Okay, usually curses like these have a power source, something that tethers them to this plane of reality, like...
the creepy glowing heart rock?
Yes, exactly like that. Man, that is so cool.
Sam, not now. We need to destroy it.
How? Do we just hit it and hope our arms don't break?
Don't worry about it. As a carpentry certified... Don't worry about it. As a carpentry certified butter scout, I always carry my trusty hammer.
I've stopped questioning what you pull out from that tiny bag of yours.
A butter scout is always ready for anything. I actually carry a backup hammer just in case I break the first one.
Because pulling one hammer out of that magic Mary Poppins bag isn't enough.
I can help with the hauling of the rocks after they break. All these cheer workouts aren't for nothing.
Okay, here's what we'll do. I'll break the rock and the rest of you guys can move the rocks away. Any objections?
Will this hurt Jane?
I don't know, but we have to try something, and this is the best we've got.
I'll take the lead on the hauling gun.
All right, guys, let's do this. It can only go up from here.
Oh, it's working. I'm seeing some cracks of light. Keep going, Mara. You can do this.
Guys, where'd you go?
Samara, we're right here.
Someone help me, I can't do this by myself.
Mara, what are you talking about? We're all right here, you got this.
I can't be the only one, why aren't you guys helping? Where are you, help me?
What's going on?
I think the tunnels are messing with her mind again.
Holy crap. She's gotta pull it together, she has to keep digging. It's not gonna work otherwise.
Samara, come on.
Avery, you've gotta help calm her down. But I can't, I've never seen her like this before.
Yes, you can.
Why can't you do it? You're Zamara's best friend. You have to stop panicking and step up.
You got this, Avery. You can do it.
Okay, I'll do it. Mara, it's okay. You can do this. You gotta be strong. You have to keep going. We're right here.
Guys, I can't do this alone. I'm sorry.
You're not alone. You have to keep going. I'm right here. You don't have to do it yourself. I'll protect you. Come on, Mara, please.
Avery?
Yeah. I'm right here. Keep going, Mara. You got this.
Okay.
Yes, we're almost there.
As Samara continued to work, the cracks became more and more exposed. Sorry, listeners, it's really hard to film and haul these rocks. Samara battled the tricks being played on her mind and just kept working and working, and creepy glowing heart collapsed.
Hello?
The five friends turned around and—
Jane!
Wait, Lance? What's going on? Where are we?
You're okay.
I think so, but what's happening?
We have explained, but I don't think we should stay here.
We need to leave, guys. This whole place is about to collapse.
Mara's right. The riddle says we're gonna die if we don't leave.
This is like, just like that one show. Shut up and move.
I can't.
It's okay, I got you. I might be wrong, but didn't we come in that way?
What?
We're all gonna die back here.
Wait, I see something up there. The sky?
I can see it!
I think we can get out if we climb.
Okay, let's do it.
I'm not.
Move! Okay. Just a little further.
Okay.
Dropped our preparatory academy closed in 1997. The collapse of the tunnels has been attributed to an earthquake, causing irreparable damage to the foundations and structural integrity of buildings on campus, and prompting a mass evacuation of students and faculty. In our efforts to contact firsthand witnesses, we have found there to be no record of custodial staff member named Miss Maloney in 1997. There was, however, a Miss Maloney working at the academy during its founding in 1842. No one has been on campus grounds since the earthquake, and the wreckage of the collapsed tunnels has never been cleared.